Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Over my 25 years in public policy, I've had the privilege of being in Washington, D.C. during some of the most important debates of our times. I was at the U.S. Supreme Court when they were deciding who would be president in the case of Bush v. Gore. I was inside the U.S. Supreme Court for the oral arguments in the landmark Espinosa case on school choice, and later that same day sat in the U.S. Senate chamber during the impeachment proceedings against President Donald Trump. I was at the Supreme Court again for arguments in the Dobbs case, which eventually overturned Roe v. Wade. And in each case, it was an honor and a privilege to have a front row seat as we as Americans struggled to find a path forward during tumultuous and uncertain times. I did not feel the same way on Wednesday when I found myself in the middle of the crowd protesting Benjamin Netanyahu's speech in the U.S. Congress. This bizarre experience actually began on Monday when I left for a business trip to D.C. only to find all of my flights on Delta Airlines canceled because of a computer glitch. No problem. I quickly grabbed one of the three remaining seats on a United flight and still made it to D.C. on time. Tuesday was typically uneventful and filled with meetings, but Wednesday is when things got interesting. After lunch, I grabbed one of my coworkers and said, "Let's take a walk around the Capitol. We'd been cooped up for 2 days and needed a break." The first thing we noticed was the incredibly high police presence that began about 5 blocks from the Capitol. That's also when we began running into protesters wearing keffiyehs and Muslim women wearing abayas. I've spent lots of time in the Middle East, so none of this is unfamiliar. What was strange was seeing huge crowds dressed this way in our nation's capital. The other thing that was disconcerting was the enormous number of pro-Hamas signs mixed in with a large pro-communist party presence. Sure, there were the typical anti-Semitic, anti-Israel, anti-Netanyahu signs. That was to be expected. The Israeli prime minister was in town. But Hamas is a terrorist organization that committed unspeakable atrocities on October 7th, in addition to beheading and throwing their own Arab brothers off of buildings when they took over Gaza from the Palestinian Authority in 2007. Thankfully, my coworker and I were able to get behind the police lines before things got really ugly. As the crowd got near the Capitol, they were blocked by 1,000 police officers bussed in from as far away as New York City. Pepper spray began to fly, and the crowd turned its attention to Union Station. There, in addition to burning an effigy of the Israeli prime minister, they turned decidedly anti-American. First, tearing down and then burning the American flags that adorn the front of the building, and then raising Palestinian flags in their place. They also took the opportunity to spray paint pro-Hamas graffiti all over the beautiful statues and fountain at the entrance to the station. For someone who loves our nation's capital, it was heartbreaking to see. I was watching Isaiah chapter 5 play out before my eyes in real time as this destructive mob was calling evil good and good evil. It was a joining together of radical Islam, ISIS supporters, Antifa, Hamas, and members of the Communist Party, all in the same place at the same time. Wake up, America. If Wednesday is any indication, they're just getting started. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.